Imagine a Grammy-nominated musician, someone known for those soulful melodies, suddenly pivoting into the biotech sector. You have to hear this story about Allo Black.
It is incredible, but it's also a wake-up call. After a personal health crisis, where he contracted COVID-19 despite vaccines and boosters, Black decided to fund research to improve patient outcomes.
That's the heart of the matter, isn't it? But his experience highlights a critical reality. Philanthropy alone just isn't enough to drive scientific progress in biotechnology.
Exactly. While generous donations are noble, the machinery of biotech requires specific commercialization strategies and regulatory approvals that pure charity cannot bypass.
That's such an important distinction. The thesis is clear. Moving a treatment through clinical trials needs more than just capital. It demands a viable business model and a clear way to deliver it to patients.
Yes. Regulators like the FDA require a comprehensive commercialization plan for any new drug or treatment. It involves proving not only that a treatment works, but that there is a sustainable market.
And there's another barrier we often overlook. Intellectual property, right?
Precisely. Universities and research institutions typically hold the IP. A simple donation rarely grants a donor a license to that technology.
So, a founder has to negotiate terms and pay royalties. It creates a structural barrier that prevents pure charity from easily funding development.
That's the distinction Black discovered. A nonprofit provides direct aid, whereas a biotech startup builds a product that must be manufactured and distributed at scale.
And investors look for measurable impact or a return. That's why Black decided to bootstrap a cancer drug platform specifically targeting pancreatic cancer.
Bootstrapping means funding the venture through personal resources and strategic partnerships, rather than relying solely on traditional venture capital.
It gives you greater control over the research direction. You ensure the mission remains aligned with curing the disease without outside investors pushing for pivots.
However, we have to be honest. This path entails slower growth compared to companies raising massive funding rounds.
It's a long road. And for aspiring deep tech founders, Black's journey offers some critical takeaways.
Right. First, understand the regulatory environment before investing significant resources. Second, intellectual property is a valuable asset requiring careful management, not just funding.
And third, founders must be prepared for the long haul. Clinical trials can take years. Funding sources must be sustainable.
The story underscores the necessity of patience and a deep understanding of the business mechanics behind scientific breakthroughs.
It is insufficient to possess a great idea or a good heart. One must also possess the infrastructure to support the venture.
Looking toward the future, the distinction between philanthropy and venture capital will continue to blur. There is a growing trend of creating hybrid models that allow for social impact without sacrificing scientific rigor.
Black's transition represents a new wave of founders who are passionate about their mission, but educated in the realities of the industry.
His success in navigating complexities like FDA regulations and securing IP licenses paves the way for others.
The potential reward of saving lives and advancing medical science justifies the persistence required to overcome regulatory and financial hurdles.
Ultimately, science is a team effort requiring money, expertise, patience, and a clear plan.
As the biotech industry evolves, stories like Black's will help shape a future where funding is accessible to those with the vision and drive to change the world.
One molecule at a time.